thank you for all you've done through your son. Thank you for all you do. You brought me through when I look around and see where I've been. You've been a friend.
Power,
blessing,
and worship. but hear my heart cry again. To worship you I live, to worship you I live, I live to worship you.
Worship you, I live,
oh, yeah.
Worship you,
well, I'm gonna
magnify him in this house. Come on, let's magnify him in this house. Come on now.
Yeah.
is in this house right here is a divine habitation of Jesus Christ. What you're feeling in this house here right now is God saying, I am going to put my hand upon you right now. You might be next to a friend. You might be next to a family member. You might be next to a co-worker. You might be next to someone that you've never met before. But here's what we're about to do in this house. We're about to take a step of faith in this place. I didn't say join the church. I didn't say shake the right hand. I didn't say sign a membership card. I said we're about to take a step of faith in this house. The enemy is a liar. The enemy is a deceiver. He's a father of lies. He can't tell the truth. Even in this beautiful worship service that we've had in this house here tonight, there are still people that absolutely need a divine intervention from Jesus Christ. Now, if you'll be honest with yourself, there's folks already kneeling and praying, but if you'll be honest and you absolutely need God to do something for you tonight, I want us to stand in this house right now. You'll be honest. I want us to stand. Now here's what I want us to do. I want you to take your neighbor by the hand. And I want you to ask him, will you come with me? I want you to ask him, will you come with me? I want you to begin to make your way to the front. People say, well, are we going to open the Bible? We're going to do it. Let me tell you something. God is already so strong in this place. I want you to make your way to the front. I need some folks to help me. I need you to come on up on the platform here. Some staff that you help me today in the altar. I know many folks here work in the altar, but I need some help. Just come on up right here. We got young people about to receive the gift of the Holy Spirit. If you're a guest here tonight, you're family. Come on. You're family. You're family. Boy, I feel an absolute divine. Woo! Here they come. We're not going to take a lot of time. We're going to do it together. I want you to just say it. Say, Lord, forgive me of all my sins. I'm sorry, Lord, of everything that I've thought, that I've said, that I've done, that I've heard. Thank you, Lord, for forgiving me. Thank you, Lord, for my miracle. Thank you, Lord, for my deliverance. Thank you, Lord, for filling me with the gift of the Holy Ghost, the evidence of speaking in other tongues. If you've never received the gift of the Holy Ghost, congratulations, tonight is going to be your night. The language that you hear in your mind, that's not you, it's God. And as you hear it in your mind, I want it to come out of your mouth. For the ones that need miracles or you need deliverance, you're going to call it by name, you're going to loose it from your body, and you're going to bind it in the pits of hell. Then you're going to begin to thank and praise God, and it's about to happen. I'm here to tell you there's a delivering power of the Holy Ghost in this place right now. I want everybody in this house, if you feel comfortable, to lift your hands right now. I want you to get ready. It's about to happen in here. I want you to get ready in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ, Savior of the world. By your stripes we are healed, that your name will be exalted. Receive the gift of the Holy Ghost in Jesus' name. Receive your miracle in Jesus' name. Receive your deliverance in Jesus' name. Let it happen right now in Jesus' name. God, let it happen all over this house. Lord, let it happen all over this house. God, let it happen all over this house. Let your spirit flow in this place. Let your anointing move in this house. If you're praying with someone and they've never received the Holy Ghost, I want you to lift your hand. I want you to pray for them. I want them to be able to receive your spirit right now, God. Let it happen in this house. Let it happen in this house. You're about to speak a heavenly language. Come on, baby. That's the Holy Ghost, baby. Right there. Speak it right there. That's the Holy Ghost, hon. Speak it right there. Let God fill you with His Spirit. Let Him fill you with His Spirit right now. In Jesus' name. There's another one that's received the gift of the Holy Ghost. Yeah, it's in this place to worship you, to worship you. I want to turn this whole altar. Everybody in here is a minister. I want you to lay hands on your neighbor right now. I want you to begin to pray for them as like you want them to pray for you. I want it to happen in this house. I want us to turn this place into a place of thanksgiving. Pray for your neighbor right now. He got the Holy Ghost? All right, there's number three right there. Hallelujah. We're giving you high praise, God. We're giving you high praise, God, right now. If you're praying with someone and they've never received the gift of the Holy Ghost, I want you to wave your hand so we can come and pray. If you're praying with someone and they've never received it, I want you to wave your hand because I would love for them to be able to receive the gift of the Holy Spirit in this house.